Loving our egos and disciplining them to change. How bad can bad get? Dead, paralyzed, comatose, maimed, imperiled, destitute, or just afraid? Afraid is so much milder than any of these on its shared bad list. Afraid is just afraid. Do you remember systematically moving through dissolving fears in Chapter 5, More Tools for Becoming Flexible? As soon as you identify a fear, in the precise moment you shine the light of consciousness upon it, revealing it, that is, bringing it from the dark, subconscious, into light where it transforms, it loses strength. It atrophies. It is no longer king of your castle. It diminishes to a very manageable size. This is what we are dealing with. This is the totality of what humanity is dealing with. As long as we have existed, which is as long as Ego Commission 1 has existed, we, that is, our identity of ourselves as limited ego, have been afraid of the unknown. Take a sigh at that. That is it. That is all. That is the entire reason we are in this pickled mess. And the remedy? It is so ultra simple. Intentionally, actively familiarize your ego with the unknown. Discern it. Let your instinct govern your actual safety. Walk gently into trust. Discover that what your ego doesn't yet know is real. For it is life-giving. It is resplendent. It is life itself. Humanity's survival comes down to ego's familiarity.